And welcome to the program again. It's 7:31 on a Friday night. Hope you're enjoying it, driving, listening, wherever you are. Sports Talk is on the air. Really enjoying ourselves, having a lot of fun here tonight as we talk about the survey that we did on our website, and you participated and got your votes in. We've talked about a number of the position winners, and it's time to talk to one of the others. Tonight, we continue to look at the various position groups. Defensive back, Brandon Smith. He was voted by you number one, and Brandon joins us tonight from California. And Smitty, welcome to the program, and how about that honor being selected the top defensive back in team history by our voters?
Oh, well, thank you for that. I mean, that's a true honor to be, you know, voted by you guys, and thanks a lot for, you know, the recognition.
Yeah, well, it's earned. You didn't get it. You earned it. Big difference, Brandon, right? You earned it in 12 years playing here.
Oh, man, it's been a pleasure to play there for 12 years and, you know, be able to go out and, you know, bring home a couple championships and, you know, play in the beautiful city of Calgary and, you know, play for a great organization as well as in front of, you know, the greatest fans in the CFL and, you know, to hang out with a bunch of great players.
Can you believe it's been almost a year since you walked out of McMahon Stadium for the last time?
I cannot believe that. I mean, it blew by so fast. I mean, having this pandemic go on, you know, you kind of lose track of exactly what's going on in the city. And, you know, your days just roll by. Every day is just, you know, the same thing. It's like, okay, you have to wake up and, you know, fight a virus and, you know, try to keep your head on straight.
Yeah, well, you haven't missed any games anyway. That's the good thing, right? So.
Exactly. That's the best part about it, right? I mean, I thought I'd be out there and get to watch some games and become a permanent fan, but unfortunately, I haven't been able to get through the border to be able to check out exactly what's going on.
Yeah, no, it's a tough world.
I'm missing the CFL game right now.
Oh, you, I understand, and many, many others are as well. Smitty, as we sit here and look, you know, you were honored for your longevity in your career, and, you know, you don't stay on the field unless you have a lot of success. What was the key to your success?
Staying healthy. I mean, I've always told you can't make the club in the tub, so, you know, just trying to stay out there, stay on the field, stay productive. I mean, you can't just go out there and just be a placeholder. You have to go out there and do your job. So I think being able to be out there for a long period of time to be able to contribute and help others on the field, I think that's what, you know, was able to keep my presence felt. And, you know, like I said, production also has to occur. So you can't just be out there just standing around. You have to go around and tackle some guys and knock some balls down and, you know, catch some balls when they come to you.
Yeah, no question about it. How are you feeling physically after a year without football?
Well, actually, it's funny because I figured, you know, once I hung up the cleats, I said, you know, I'm not going to do anything for a while because I've been training and working out for, you know, 12 years straight. What, you know, with no break. Yeah, you take a month or two off here and there, but, you know, it's pretty much a 10 or 11 month process year round to get your body in shape, go through, you know, 6 months of football. You have, you know, 3 months of training before football. So that's 10 months right there. And so I said, you know, I'm going to take some time off. I'm not going to do anything, but I tell you, as soon as I took the first month off, my body was aching. I said, look, I better do something to keep these joints moving and keep these body parts lubricated. So I just started, you know, going out doing, you know, just minor workouts, you know, going for minor jogs, push-ups, sit-ups. Can't get in the gym out here because of the pandemic, but, you know, you just have to keep your body moving. You have to get out and do some kind of physical activity. And so, you know, just being able to do that, I've been able to keep my body in, you know, somewhat decent shape right now, so it's holding together pretty well, you know, as I would like it to be. You know, I'm not running into anybody these days, so you know, I'm happy with, you know, the way things are progressing.
Oh, you should be. That's great. And just now, upon looking back, first year as we speak with Brandon Smith, who was voted by you the top defensive back, you know, you're a member of a small club, the Three Cups Club, so congratulations there. But, Brandon, who's the receiver that, you know, gave you the biggest challenge all those years that you battled him?
in team or out of team?
Like other teams.
Just battling some of the guys on our team. I mean, those are the guys that get you ready for the opponent. So, I mean, it's been some good players on our team that's, you know, prepared me to go out to, you know, battle some of the other opponents. So, are you referring to in season or
with team or opponent? Well, let's start with the Stamps then. If that was your toughest opponent, who was your toughest opponent in all the practices you had?
Oh, man. So I want to say there's so many. I mean, let's see here. Because, you know, when I first came into the league, I was unfamiliar with the league, right? So, yep. I mean, Pope had to, you know, Pope, although he wasn't the fastest guy, but he ran such crisp routes to, he made you honor a good route running receiver. Because I always thought, you know, the fastest receivers are always going to be the toughest. But, you know, if you're coming out and you're a fast DB, being able to cover a slower receiver is more challenging because you have to run to their speed and they know where they're going. So if they're a good crisp route runner, and although they're not as fast, I mean, that could be troublesome. So, I mean, just starting off with Cope and Thelwell, you know, in my first couple of years, those are tough covers there just because, you know, they were taller receivers, but they didn't move as fast, so you had to honor every move that they done. But I mean, as we move forward, I know when Marquay stepped up to the plate, he was rough. I mean, I remember, you know, when he came over from Hamilton, you know, I knew he was a good receiver, but just, you know, battling him every day in practice, because I mean, he had to come up through the rankings. I mean, it wasn't like when he came over, they placed him into the starting role. So he actually worked his way up, and he was giving me, you know, good work in practice because he's crafty, he's strong. You know, he's physical and he's a good, clean route runner. And I think he's one of the most underrated receivers that came through our league because, man, he can go out there and do anything. I mean, he has reliable hands and all. So I just remember, you know, covering him in practice and, you know, he gave me definitely good work. But, you know, as time moves on and then we have, you know, other receivers coming through. I mean, KJ and E-Rise has always been a battle. You know, those were the fun battles because, you know, they had ego and swag to themselves to where they just not only did they want to play tough, you know, they had a little lift to themselves. And you know, it was always fun conversations and trash talk that goes back and forth that we just kept, you know, between ourselves. But it was always fun and it was good competition.
All right. Well, that's on the Stampeder side of things. What about opponents when you had to face all the big receivers of the other eight teams there?
Oh, man, I just remember having a ton of battles with Fred Stamps. I mean, because, you know, that was our cross-provincial rivals. And, you know, he's always been a staple in the Edmonton organization. And, I mean, when we come down to Labor Day, you can pretty much expect he's getting the ball. So you have to go back and forth with that guy. And, you know, he made some good catches. He won some battles, and, you know, I've won some battles. So that's always been a good competition factor. As well as, I would say, Weston Dressler. I mean, just covering him, you know, he's getting the ball for sure. And he's been a huge staple for the Rough Riders, and that's always been, you know, one of Calgary's biggest rivals as well. And so just being able to guard that guy day year in and year out as well, because you know he's a smaller receiver, but he has a lot of heart. He has a lot of heart and a lot of fire to himself. So I think those two have been probably some of the toughest cover.
Sound like you're in the gym there now or something?
No. He's all fired up right now.
just when you need him to be quiet, he doesn't want to be quiet.
Exactly. He's quiet all day, and then as soon as I get on the phone, he wants to, you know, get fired up.
Are you keeping in touch fairly regularly with the guys here?
I do. I talk to Jamar quite often. Mike Rose. You know, I try to reach out and touch bases with, you know, quite a few guys from time to time. I've talked to Dickey a couple times in the off season. Brent Munson, he's a good friend of mine. I mean, we talk about not only football schemes and whatnot, but we also talk about boxing and things and how life is going up there. So, you know, everybody's kind of bummed out about not having the season, but, you know, they're in as good a spirits as can possibly be.
Yeah, it's tough, no question. Smitty, for those that don't know, you left football and you went into a ready-made career. Tell everybody what you're up to now in the Bay Area.
Okay, so yeah, I left football and I jumped into the financial world. You know, I'm doing accounting. I'm a public accountant down here, CPA certified. And so, like I say, you know, I jumped into it and head first and been going at it for, you know, full time this whole year. It's been rough. I mean, just for the simple fact, typically I'm a tax accountant, so we would work from January till about April 15th, and I'll still work the full year, but I figured the workload would lighten up. But with the pandemic, they were able to extend the tax season all the way until July, so I worked, you know, a lot longer than what expected of me. But I mean, it's been good. It's been a good experience. You know, it's been good getting back into the office, being a well-rounded accountant, I should say, because not only am I doing tax now, you know, I have to actually be involved in the full circle of finance where, you know, we do some financial statements and audits and everything like that. So it's a lot of boring stuff, but it's been good. I mean, I can't complain, you know. Taking the hit off the body, don't have to run it to guys week in and week out, but it's still a bit challenging. So now I got to use more of the mental as opposed to the physical.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, as I say, I know you'll be back for a game when the doors open at McMahon Stadium one of these days, hopefully as early as next year. And Smitty, just want to congratulate you, A, on the award, and B, good to catch up with you. And I hope we see you, and a lot of people do as well, to see you in 21 at McMahon Stadium.
Thank you. I can't wait. You know, I've been missing the city of Calgary. I mean, I can honestly say I'm not missing as cold as it gets. You know, I'm not missing the minus 20, minus 30, minus 40 degree weather. But I am missing the city. I'm missing the fans. You know, I'm missing the coaching staff, the organization, as well as the players. And just being in that atmosphere, you know, I have a lot of fond memories of that. And I do hope to get back to that very soon, sometime next year. I know as soon as it opens, I'll be on the first thing smoking.
Okay, there you go. Brandon, thanks. Good luck. And I appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thanks a lot. You have a great, good talking to you.
Okay, thanks, Brandon. Brandon Smith joining us tonight, named by you as the top defensive back in a team history. So congratulations to him. 12 years, 3 Grey Cups. You know, as you can tell, a guy that doesn't call a lot of attention to himself. Maybe that's one of the reasons he, you know, sometimes got overlooked. He's a quiet guy, just goes about his business, and he did for all those years, and certainly made a great impression on you and various other people. So good to hear from Brandon and what he is up to. So as I say, today we pick Mark McLaughlin. We're going to track down a few more of these guys in the next little while, and you'll have a chance to hear what they're up to and their reaction to your award on voting for them. So.